All right, up next, sober.
I've been hanging around this old place since before I dropped down the first time or the third. And if I'd have known I'd be here still, maybe I'd have picked up stakes.
This one, I think, is a bit melodramatic. I'm going to say the melodrama is artfully done, and it's done well, but it sort of destroys the flow of the song. So it kind of like interrupts the song for his, you know, his feelings. Still, it's a great song, and it's an amazing performance, and it's an excellent production. So it's kind of hard to criticize it for its emotion. But it does, you know, take you out of the groove.
Yeah, I had a problem with the emotion as well. It was sort of juxtaposed. Like, it's a serious song with a serious emotional content, but it also uses the term maker in the chorus, and it talks about there being a line of makers waiting for him when he reaches the pearly gates. And to me, a maker is, you know, someone with safety goggles and 3D printed jewelry and, you know, using a soldering iron. So it just didn't jive for me that way. But like, I'm impressed every time I hear a sober song. His instrumentation sounds gorgeous. His voice is incredible. And he can carry emotion in his voice. Unlike a lot of music I've listened to, I think, on Songfight, which is a little bit emotionless.
So wait, you don't think a maker is sitting twiddling knobs in Logic Pro X? that's not what you imagine when you think about it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I watch a lot of maker YouTube videos.
Okay.
This says more about me than sober.
I think that the Grand Maker would have a very, very good DAW. I don't know if it'd be Logic. So when it comes to sober, this hits me in the genre bias. This feels very, 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 very Mumford & Sons for me, which I'm not that big a fan of. So, but I can completely appreciate the quality of that performance. Like, Sober does this style of music so well. Not going to be for me, but I can appreciate that he's doing this in a top-notch way.